Next is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 14, 1969, in Columbus, Ohio.
It is stated, Chaturbarnam maya sishtam gunakarma vibhagam. The Lord says that the four divisions of social order, namely the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, Shudras, these divisions are created by me. And guna karma vibhag, not by birthright, but by identification of qualities and actual work. In the similar way, in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is stated, and that jasahi jat varnabhi banjakam lakkhanam syah, jasahi jat lakkhanam syah varnabhi banjakam tatte naiva vinid viseh. The whole Vedic system is to pick up qualitative person. There is no such thing as birthright qualification. Sridhar Swami, the greatest commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, he has commented on this verse, jasahi jas lakkhanam syah varnabhi banjakam tatte naiva vinid viseh. Yadi annatra vidisheta tatte naiva vinid viseh. If such qualities are found in another platform, then he should be designated in that position. Just like if a boy born of a Brahmin family, he has got the qualities of a Shudra, he should be indicated as Shudra. And if a boy born of a Shudra family, but he has got the Brahmin qualities, then he should be accepted as Brahmin. So this Krishna consciousness movement is accepting persons who are developing the qualities of Brahmins and Vaishnavas. It is not that because they are not born in India, not born in Hindu family, there is no such consideration. Anyone, jai Krishna tattva vitta shai guruha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that kiva shudra kiva vipra nasi kane not, jai Krishna tattva vitta shai guruha. It doesn't matter whether a man is a Shudra or a Brahmin or a Sannyasi or a householder. It doesn't matter. If he actually knows the science of God, Krishna Tattva, Krishna means God, the Supreme Lord, and Tattva means scientific knowledge, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru. And another place Lord Chaitanya says that Amar Agnay Guru Haiya Taro Sarvadesh. To become a spiritual master, one may think it is very difficult job. Yes, it is very difficult job, but it is also very simple thing. Very difficult job in this way, if one cannot assimilate the Vedic knowledge. Vidubhāda parāprāthyā nannata sthiti bādhi nahayā. If they become simply Vedic student only, without assimilating, then it is very difficult. But if one can understand what is the idea of Vedic principle, then it's very easy. So, what is the idea of Vedic principle? The Lord says, Vedaista sarvai ahameva vidya. By different scriptures, Vedic literatures, the four Vedas, the Upanishads, the Vedanta Sutra, and any other literature, Ramayana, Mahabharata, there are so many allied scriptures. The whole aim is, target is Krishna. Vedaista sarvai ahameva vidya. So actually, the Vedas are searching Krishna. In the Brahma Sanghita also, it is stated, Advaita yachyati anadi ananta rupam adhyam purana purusam navajo vanancha vedesu durlav adurlava atma bhaktau govindamadi purusam avam bhaya. It is very difficult to find out Krishna within the Ved. But if you are fortunate enough to contact a devotee of Krishna, then he can deliver. And if one understands Krishna, then he understands the whole Veda. So this merciful benediction was given by Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is incarnation of Krishna. Krishna Vannam Tisha Krishnam. He is Krishna. Categorically he is Krishna, or chanting Krishna. But by complexion he is Akrishna. Tisha Krishna. So he gave us this greatest benediction, that you simply chant Hare Krishna mantra and you get all knowledge. The greatest impediment of acquiring knowledge is congestion of our heart with dirty things. Lord Chaitanya says that if you chant without any offense, very nicely, then your heart becomes cleansed of all dirty things. Chita daspana marjanam bhava mahada bhava. And then you are liberated. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasuji. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is based on Lord Chaitanya's teaching. We have published the book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and Teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. It is not a new thing. Of course, in this country it is being presented for the last 2 years, but the thing is not new. It is the oldest. Because if we take the verse in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Imam vivasati yogam pratvana hamabhayam. This yoga system, Bhagavad Gita, I was spoken by me to Vivasan, the sun god. Vivasan Manavipraha. And the sun god said to his son Manu, Manu ikha kave bravit, evam parampara praptam. In this way it is coming. Sakalena juganasta parantapa. But unfortunately, this link has been broken. Therefore, I am speaking again to you the old philosophy, yoga system, Bhagavad Gita, and to you. Why you are speaking to me? I am not a Vedantist. I am not a sannyasi. I am not even Brahmin. Why you want to teach me? Bhaktosi. Because you are my devotee. Therefore, the first qualification of understanding the Vedas or Bhagavad Gita is to become a devotee of Krishna. Otherwise it is blocked. Just like If you take a bottle of honey and lick it on the bottle, you won't get the taste. It has to be opened. Who has got the key, then you get the taste of the honey. So, Bhagavad Gita cannot be understood by academic scholarship. It is not possible. The same bottle licking. But it has to be opened by the devotee, just like Arjuna opened it. Parabrahma, Param Dhamma, Pavittam, Paramam Bhavam, Purusham Shasatam, Adhyam. He understood Krishna. So you have to follow the opener of the bottle, honey bottle, then he will taste what is Bhagavad Gita. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is to purify the human society. And the purification process simply by chanting is sufficient. But still, our Goswamis, they have given us some ritualistic ceremony that will help the process of purification, sacrifice, offering, these things are there. But the main thing is chant Hare Krishna Mantra. That is sufficient. So in our society, we want to establish divine society. Therefore, there is need of all classes of men and all classes of social orders. Our Vedic conception is Varnasram Dharma. The Hindu term is not found in any Vedic literature. It is a name given by the Mohammedans. So far I know, it is not. Real term is Varnasram Dharma, Sanatana Dharma. Four Varnas and four Ashramas. Four Varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, according to qualification. Bhagavad Gita also says, these are the qualification Brahmins, Satta Samadama Titikya Java, Asaj Upasanam, Brahma Karma Sabhavajam. Similarly, there are indication of the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras one qualification. Paricharyatmakam karmam shuddha karma sabhav. Paricharya, to serve others. And in this age, because everyone is after employment, without employment he cannot survive. Therefore, it is said, Kalau Sudra Sambhava. In the Kali Yuga, a Brahmin is not expected to serve anyone. A Kshatriya is not expected to serve anyone. Not the Vaishyas, only the Sudras. So, Kalau Sudra Sambhava. Therefore, actually, there is no Vedic ritualistic performance for the Sudras. It is meant for the Brahmins. But there is Pancharatriki Vidhi for this age, when Sudras can be elevated to the position of Brahmin or Vaishnava by the Vaishnava Vidhi. That Vidhi is a voluminous book. By Sanatana Goswami. But there is everything, how a brahmachari will live, how a grihastha will live, how a vanaprastha will live. The summary is being practiced, and we are holding now, today, two ceremonies. Some of the boys and girls will be initiated primarily. and one couple will be married. So according to Hindu rites, there are many kinds of marriage, 8 kinds of marriages. So in this age, as we find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, marriage can be performed simply by agreement. Sikaram eva hi udvahe. That is sufficient. And actually it is being carried on in every country. The boys and girls go to a magistrate and give their statement and agree that is marriage. Here also, the same principle will be carried under some Vaishnava rites, chanting Hare Krishna, offering prayers to the acharyas and the deities. So we have got all the Vedic arrangement, varnasam dhamma, but our only aim is to preach Krishna consciousness, to understand the science of Krishna. It doesn't matter whether one is householder or a sannyasi or a brahmachari or a brahmin, a kshatriya or a vaishya or shudra. Sakarmana tamabhaccha saṃsiddhi labhate para. Everyone should engage his energy to satisfy the Supreme Lord. That is saṃsiddhi haritosanam. Atapung vidijas sreshtha varnasama vibhagas chanu sthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritosanam. You never mind in whatever condition you are. You may be a Brahmin, you may be a Kshatriya or a Shudra. You have got particular duty, that's all. That makes you a Brahmin or a Shudra or a Brahmachari. But whatever particular duty you may have, just try to see whether by your duty the Supreme Lord is satisfied. Then it is perfect. Sanasthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritosam. That is the test. If you are satisfied, Krishna, through his representative, jasya prasādād bhagavat prasād, just like we work in some big establishment, and if we can satisfy our immediate boss, that is the satisfaction of the whole company. You haven't got to see whether all the members of the company have become satisfied. Simply, the immediate boss under which you are working, if he is satisfied, then you know the company is satisfied, because he will submit the report of his work. Similarly, Krishna is very kind. He is helping you in different way. He is within your heart. Krishna is within your heart. Antarjyami, Chaitya Guru. And he is presenting himself as spiritual master. Both ways. Externally, internally. He is trying to help you. And when you are actually taking the advantage of that help, and if you are engaged with love and affection in the transcendental service of the Lord, then you can talk with God from within. God is within you. You haven't got to find out God in so many places. Anywhere you can sit down. But if you are sincere, if you are actually wanting to offer your service to the Lord, Tisam satadriptanam bhajatam priti bhubhagam dadami buddhi yogantam. He will give you intelligence. Simply we have to become sincere, servita. So it doesn't matter whether one is householder or a brahmachari or sannyasi, he has to become first of all sincere, servita of the Lord. Then everything is complete. The Lord is within you, he will give you all knowledge, all enlightenment, all dictation, and he will make your life progressive. Sadhu sadhyā tato sadhu saṅgā tato bhajana kriya atho anartha nivittisya tato nishtha tato riti tato bhava tato prema. In this way, your life is disappearing. Janglabdhya chapram labham mannati nadhikam tata. And if you can contact the Supreme Personality of God or somewhere other, by discharge of this devotional service in any position, never mind, then you feel no more profits. Everyone in the material world, they are working hard day and night for some profit. But if you can be engaged in the service of the Lord, you feel that you are so much profited that you will say, Samin Kitartosmi Baram Majasa. I don't want any more. I have got all the profits now. I am fully satisfied. That is required. Thank you.